This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The parent company of cannabis retailer LiveWell says it will lay off more than 130 employees at its Denver production facility. PharmaCann Incorporated alerted Colorado of its plan to close its cultivation and production plant in May. At the same time, it will lay off the employees of the plant. PharmaCann sold its Colorado retail dispensaries to a Minnesota-based company in December. Organizers of Mesa County's Cesar Chavez celebration say they're going ahead with Saturday's event under a new name. That's after Denver and other cities canceled their events in light of sexual assault allegations against the civil rights icon. CPR's Stina Sieg reports.
Grand Junction's event will now be called the Si Se Puede celebration, meaning yes, we can. The phrase was coined by Dolores Huerta, who says Cesar Chavez assaulted her in the 60s. Event organizer Jose Luis Chavez says even though the Latino community is working through grief, the celebration needs to continue.
We have to stand for and speak for the people whose voices can't be heard.
And Chavez says recognizing farmworker rights in this agricultural region is vital.
The movement is much bigger than one person.
In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The Colorado Mesa University women's basketball team is headed to its first ever NCAA Division II Final Four. The Mavericks beat the University of Minnesota Duluth today in Pittsburgh. Senior forward Olivia Reed-Tyne led the team with 35 points and 15 rebounds. Colorado Mesa will play Indiana University of Pennsylvania on Thursday. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.